Chris, that's two losses in two. Is that already a little bit of a concern?
I think it is a little bit, yeah. Obviously, two tight games, and probably to the detriment of the team last week, I probably did lose the game for us. But we need to start getting on a roll now. This tournament, although there is lots of games, you need to get on a roll thick and fast, otherwise you'll be well behind the eight ball. And we've got to bounce back on Friday and then again next Thursday, and we have to win our next two out of three, if not all three, otherwise we could be looking like a season like last year again.
188 they got here. 2 years ago here, actually, you guys won with 188.
Right. Okay, I didn't realise that. I think they probably got a few too many. Salt came out and chanced his arm, and that's part of T20 cricket. That can happen. We could have easily had him out early, and it's a different game. But a few errors in the field, again, including myself. But I think at the halfway stage, we actually felt like we could chase it. Very short boundaries, much shorter than they have been for a long time here. And the ball was skidding on, nice dew. But again, we just lost too many early wickets, as per last game. And we're behind the game, and we did well to get even close in the end, really.
You lost early wickets, but you lost them to Rhys Topley.
Yeah, we did. To be honest, it's great to see Topper's back playing. He's been for a lot in the last 5 years, and I'm very happy for him. It's a shame it was against us, but it's good to see him back out and bowling.
It must be even more frustrating because he never really did that for Hampshire, did he?
Yeah, well, he had his injuries problems, didn't he, all the time. And I question whether he was actually really ever fit when he was with Hampshire, and maybe he was bowling with pain the whole time. But like I say, I hope that's all past him now and he can move on and have a good career.
It looked like you could do it at one stage, especially when Riley Russo was going well. We saw him have to leave the field concussion. How is he?
I think he's all right because he managed to go back out and bat. I think he's got to do another concussion test now. But I think he's fine. And yeah, he did well to get us close. And Louis striked them really well as well. So Gale was there for chance. But again, there was just too much to do.
Listen, I know you lost and you'll be disappointed, but as on a personal note, you picked up the wickets which took you to the top of the wicket-taking charts in this competition for Hampshire.
Yeah, so I hear, actually, the analyst just told me that then. I wasn't aware of that, but it's obviously a great achievement. I love playing this club. I think everyone knows I love playing for this club, and hopefully I can extend that gap furthermore before someone chases me down.